Muchas gracias.
Thank you very much, Chairman. I'd just like to remind us all of something that I think is important. What's stipulated on the Convention on Biological Diversity, just to give us some background to this article in question. I quote, "The viability of living organisms from any source, including inter alia, land, aquatic, marine, and other ecosystems, and the ecological complexes of which they are part, including the diversity within each species, between species, and between ecosystems," end of quotation. The ecosystemic approach of the Convention makes it clear that biological diversity has to be looked at in the context of relations between peoples and nature, and that human beings are part of biological diversity. At the same time, the preamble to the Convention on Biological Diversity recognizes the intrinsic value of biological diversity and of the ecological, genetic, social, economic, scientific, educational, cultural, recreational, and aesthetic values of biological diversity and its components," end of quotation. Article 8J stipulates that each contracting party, and I quote again, "shall respect, preserve, and maintain the knowledge, innovation, and practices of indigenous and local communities which maintain the appropriate traditional lifestyles for the conservation and sustainable use of biological diversity and promote their fullest implementation and the involvement of those who possess that knowledge, innovation, and follow those practices. They shall also ensure practical benefit sharing from the use of that knowledge, conservation, and practices. Furthermore, the voluntary guidelines of the Biological Diversity Convention stipulate the need to carry out assessments of the environmental, social, and economic impact of development projects which are going to be run in or could affect the agricultural land, water, and resources used traditionally by indigenous and or local communities. The ethical code of conduct to guarantee the respect for the cultural and intellectual heritage of indigenous communities and local communities for the conservation and sustainable use of biological diversity is also referred to. In the program for the development of local and or indigenous communities launched by UNESCO in 2002, it stipulates that local and indigenous communities should participate in the governance and management of biological diversity and natural resources on the basis of their knowledge and traditional use of the environment around them. The conclusions of an international workshop in 2007 on the links between biological and cultural diversity have also flagged up the importance of promoting biological and cultural diversity for a better quality of life in both rural and urban areas, for example, by supporting the local population to develop services related to the cultural and ecological values behind biological diversity. The drafting of this text, Chairman, needs to take into account the unbreakable link between biological diversity and cultural diversity, which has already been recognized internationally in the Valen Declaration in 1998. A definition of biocultural diversity has been given as all the values around the world, irrespective of where they come from, at all levels, and also includes cultural diversity in all its forms. Biocultural diversity stems from the many ways in which human beings have interacted with their natural environment. Chairman, the points that I have just made can only be guaranteed if the right to biological diversity is exercised by peasants, farmers, and others living and working in rural areas, as stipulated in Article 20 in its current wording. For that reason, I urge states to give their approval to the article as it is worded at this moment in the document.